Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
There we go. There is FAMV, Jock Peterson, in one of the weirdest stories in a long time, and it continues. Jock Peterson has already come out and said, hey, take it easy on Tommy FAM. Everything's been squashed, so hopefully everybody moves forward. Let's talk about that. The Reds have lost seven in a row. They got swept by the Brewers and Dodgers at home, and now they hit the road. Chris Welsh has been with Bally Sports and covering the Reds as an analyst since 1993, and he joins us courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you guys sure you want to talk about the Reds?
No, just Tommy FAM and maybe Donovan Solano, Chris.
That's a great line.
How are you, my friend? We got to introduce you properly because you and Tim Flannery are beyond tight. I know you were teammates together. Were you actually roommates with the Flan Man at one time, Chris?
Yeah, the Flan Man and I were first ever roommates in the major leagues together. And not only that, of course, he went on to bigger and better things with winning some championships with the Giants. But he actually performed the marriage ceremony for my wife and I. We were married out of a place called The Ranch up near Santa Barbara, his little surfing camp up there. And to this day, I'm still trying to investigate if he actually had the power to marry us or not. My wife is questioning that.
Probably not.
That's amazing.
Probably not.
you wouldn't believe this. I mean, it was the greatest little ceremony. He drew a big circle in the sand and put, you know, seashells in one corner, one end, and so on, and feathers in the other. And it was really impressive.
That's so flan.
There were five of us total. And the witness that we had there, to this day, I don't know his name, except that we know he goes by the name of the Salmon Man because he's a salmon fisherman. So it's got to be legit. It's got to be.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. well, I don't even know where to go from here. This whole situation, Jock Peterson has come out and said, it's an unfortunate incident. I feel like we've moved past it. We played the cut of Tommy coming in. I'm sure he just wants to move past it. Everybody wants to move past it. I don't know how fans are going to react to it, but how do you? You're a former player. How do you expect this to all play out?
I think the fans grab onto something like this. You know, especially in San Francisco, they like to have fun here. They're vocal. They remember. They're good fans. They get on you a little bit. Tommy FAM's been around a little bit, and when you slap one of the guys here with the Giants, it's not over yet. Even though they both want to move past it, I think after this series here in San Francisco, it will be done. But I think FAM's going to catch a little abuse out there, and hopefully most of it will be good-natured.
Yeah, there was an incident with Jurickson Profar when he came in with the Padres that got a little ugly, so we don't want that to happen. So I guess my question, since we're talking about the Flan Man, the great thing about Flan is he loves everybody. You know, he loves every human being on the planet. What kind of guy is Tommy FAM? Would Flan like Tommy FAM, Chris?
Yeah, you know, I think Flan would like FAM because FAM plays with intensity. The guy really wants to win. He wants to win every at bat. He wants to win every ball game. And I know that he's frustrated this year with the way the Reds started out, and then he came in late because he wasn't in shape by the time he signed. He had to take some time off at the beginning of the year. By that time, the Reds had buried themselves. They started 3-22. So they've been trying to dig themselves out of a hole ever since, and it's not happening. But FAM is a guy that he plays it hard. I mean, he runs out every ground ball. He dives after balls in the outfield. He is a guy that I'd like to have eight or nine of them on the team, to be honest with you, because I just like the way he plays. And I think that the Flan Man would appreciate that as well.
Chris Walsh, joining us. The Reds are coming to town to take on the Giants. Take us big picture with the Reds, because it's just it's part of what happens. The Reds were on the upswing, and then in the offseason, financial reasons, you got to break apart a team that looked like it had some pretty good players to it.
Yeah, it did, but I think if you really lifted the lid and looked underneath, you find out that roster really wasn't sustainable. They had too many overlapping players for the same positions. They didn't have a good balance of lefties and righties. They didn't have a good bullpen. And I think the mistake that happened in Cincinnati was that the ownership came out and said, hey, we're going to go for a championship here. We're making these moves because of baseball, and we're also going to align our resources with our, you know, with our roster payroll. But at the same time, they didn't tell anybody that they were rebuilding. And I think that sometimes it's just better to kind of come forward with the truth and say, this is what our plan is. We've got a lot of young players coming up, good young pitchers especially, and we're going to rebuild here for a year. Hang with us. Instead, they said, well, we're going to continue to try to have a championship team. And I think people know when they're getting snowed a little bit, and I think that's what happened. And then you had the owner, one of the owner's sons, come forward and kind of put his foot in his mouth on the Reds opening day in Cincinnati. And, you know, he basically told Reds fans that, you know, where are you going to go? You're the only big league team in town. You have to root for us. And, you know, people didn't like that. And it's a city that is steeped deep in baseball history and customs. And I think that, you know, they didn't like that. And I think they're still getting over that. And I think the attendance so far this summer shows it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You know, after the 3-22 start, you guys started to play some pretty good baseball. And when the Giants went to the Great American Ballpark and the Fam, you know, Peterson situation kind of overshadowed it, you took 2 out of 3. You won the first two games of the series. You were playing better. Now you're sliding the other way. But a couple of key pieces are back. Jonathan India, who won the National League Rookie of the Year Award, is back. I saw him DHing yesterday against Kershaw. I assume he's back playing second. And then Donovan Solano, Donnie Barrels, they're going to boo the hell out of Fam all weekend, but they're going to give a nice ovation to Donovan Solano. I saw him playing third yesterday, and I saw a base hit off of Kershaw in the gap in right center. So give us an update on Jonathan India, and where's David Bell going to use Donnie Barrels, do you think, Chris?
Well, I think India first. He's going to be your starting second baseman. He brings some intensity and some young enthusiasm to the team. I think that he and the guy behind the plate, Tyler Stevenson, who's injured now, but those are the kind of players you want to build around. And I think you're going to see him a lot and hear from those two guys quite a bit in the future. Donnie Barrels, I was really excited when the Reds picked him up, because I know that he just really hits left-handers really well. Unfortunately, he hurt his leg in spring training, and it took him for like forever to get back and get healthy again. And when he comes back off the bench, I mean, he's hitting line drives and base hits, and he, like he did with Kershaw yesterday, hit some balls really hard, and the guy can hit left-handers. I presume that he will play third base. I mean, but we've got, you know, in Cincinnati, this roster that is, you know, they picked up a number of guys that are there, or non-roster players that have turned out to be pretty good. Brandon Drury is a good example. Matt Reynolds is another example. We had Mike Moustakas on a multi-year deal he signed for next year. He's a left-handed hitter. He's got to play somewhere. He probably plays third in DHs, and then Solano comes back. So the Reds have this revolving door of roster, but they don't have enough superstars. They don't have anybody that really can nail down the position and make everybody else look up to them, except for Joey Votto, and Votto's at the twilight. So it's a tough situation now for the Reds until they start getting some of their young talent up.
You know, pitching's been, I mean, there's been a lot of issues, but pitching, starting pitching has been the major one. But Graham Ashcroft has some decent numbers. We're going to see Tyler Mahle at some point in this, and although he's not having a great year this year. He has been really good in the past. So two of the three guys that are starting for the Reds should be solid.
Yeah, you know, Ashcraft's an interesting guy. He throws nearly 100 miles an hour. He's got this, like, natural cut on his fastball. Doesn't know how it happened. Had hip surgery a few years ago. When he came back off the surgery, all of a sudden the ball was, you know, cutting like a Kenley Jansen cutter and throwing it really hard. So I think he's been trying to get too fancy the last couple of times out. Numbers have dropped off a little bit, but he's a really talented young man. I think he'll like pitching in San Francisco. And Tyler Mahle is probably trade bait, to be honest with you. I mean, he's a young guy. He's under team control. He had a couple of really good starts in a row and then fell backwards a little bit. I think what happens with Mahle is that he kind of gets spooked at Great American Ballpark, which is a bandbox of a baseball field. Balls jump up out of there into the first row, and you don't even think the guy hit it very well. So I think he's pitched much better on the road and would be a good pitcher to acquire if you're in the market for, you know, a third, fourth, or fifth starter.
And the Giants, as you know, Chris, saw Ashcraft that first game of the series back in late May in Cincinnati, and he just dealt. He went 6 1/3, gave up 4 hits, just a couple of walks and no runs. And Giants were in a bit of a fog, you know, that particular game. They didn't get Jake McGee on the lineup card, which is really embarrassing. And then, obviously, the Tommy Pham situation. So, and Tommy was suspended by baseball. Cost him a lot of money, didn't play. Now, I assume he's going to be in the lineup, Chris, and playing every day in left field and batting third or fourth somewhere in the lineup.
Yeah, you can pretty much bet on it. He plays every day. And I think the Giants are pretty smart, really. When they had that incident out there with Pham and the slap, they requested MLB right away to suspend him so that he would not play in that series against the Giants. I thought that was a really shrewd move, but he's going to be in the lineup here. And believe me, I mean, he's the kind of guy that really gets motivated. I mean, he really wants to grind it on out, and he will not give up one at bat here in this series.
So how do you think this is handled? Now, back when you and Flan were teammates, and I think you already left in 84, I remember that violent brawl between the Padres and Braves that was one of the most vicious in the history of baseball, and Flan was right in the middle of it. If it was back then, you know, they'd handle it on the field. Tommy Pham at some point would take one in the ribs. But now that he's playing, is he going hard this weekend, overly hard, try to take out Brandon Crawford? You know, what does David Bell say to his team? What does Cap say to his team? What do the umpires say to the you know, when they go out to exchange the lineup cards about, you know, we know what happened a month ago. So, you know, he didn't play last time, so we could kind of put him out of our minds, but he's going to play and be front and center. So on field, do we have any fallout from what happened in late May, do you think, Chris?
Well, first, the umpires, they get advised of all the situations. So no matter who they are, they're going to know what's going on. Number two, this was really something, you know, personal with Tommy Pham. This isn't something that includes these two ball clubs as the Braves and the Padres did back when, or when you've got the emptying of the base of the benches, you know, a couple of times in a series. And when everybody starts about having, you know, some really bad feelings towards that other team. I don't think that's the case here at all. I think this is only Pham's deal, and he's supposedly gotten over it, but he's going to play with intensity. I don't think he's going to take out Brandon Crawford. I think his intensity is going to try to be related to line drives, win ball games, and then kind of, you know, show you his nose from there.
Chris, great stuff. Thank you so much. We got through it. We talked Reds. It wasn't so bad.
And Salmon says you're still married, Chris. So if your wife's thinking annulment or something, that ain't working. You guys are legally married.
Well, can he send me a text to make sure that'll make Flan, it completely legal?
Salmon or Flan? Who do you want?
You think you're going to find Salmon again? That guy?
The Salmon Man, I think, he's on the outgoing tide somewhere.
Tim exactly. Salmon, maybe I can find. Yeah. The guy, I got no chance.
No chance.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you,
Chris.
Enjoyed it very much.
Take care. That was awesome.
He's a hoot.
Yeah.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.